Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
To extend a word of welcome back after summer break to our choir. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him." So the Lord God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called each of them would be its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of the air, and all wild animals. But none proved to be a suitable partner for the man. So the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, and while he was asleep, he took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. The Lord God then built up into a woman the rib that he had taken from the man. When he brought her to the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman. For out of her man, this one has been taken." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the Lord bless and protect us all the days of our lives. May the Lord bless and protect us all the days of our lives. Blessed are all who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be blessed and prosper. May the Lord bless and protect us all the days of our lives. Your wife, like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table. May the Lord bless and protect us all the days of our lives. Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life. May the Lord bless and may you see your children's children on Israel peace. May the Lord bless and protect us all the days of our lives.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, he, for a little while, was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's readings from Holy Scripture give us a wonderful opportunity to meditate upon the great sacrament of matrimony. First of all, let's consider the basics. What is a sacrament? The Baltimore Catechism defines a sacrament as an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. A sign, as a sign, a sacrament speaks to us of something beyond itself. It symbolizes or represents something and communicates a message about something other than itself. Like the sign at the city limits which says, "Corpus Christi, population 316,381. The sign is not the city, but it symbolizes the city and speaks to us about it. A sacrament, then, is a visible, recognizable sign that speaks to us in words and actions about the supernatural life of God, which we call sanctifying grace. These signs that we call sacraments were established by our Lord Jesus Christ in preparation for the time when he would no longer walk on this earth in his own physical body, a time when his ministry of teaching, preaching, healing, forgiving sins, and sharing his divine life would be carried on by his appointed messengers, the apostles and their successors. An unusual thing about the sacraments is that these signs not only represent or symbolize the giving of the supernatural life of grace, but actually communicate this grace to us through the power of God. Marvel of marvels, wonder of wonders, that by simple human words and human actions, in the power of God, we can not only learn about the life of God, but also experience his life in our own souls. Now let's turn to the sacrament of matrimony or marriage. What is a marriage? Marriage, simply put, is a union between a man and a woman. Why? For what purpose? For affection, for mutual support, for companionship, for children, for love. These are the signs or symbols of marriage on a natural level. They communicate to us what a union between a man and a woman means from an earthly point of view. At least it did until the Supreme Court of the United States and other governments of this world decided to overrule both Mother Nature and Almighty God and reinvent marriage to suit their own desires. Thus today, we have an artificial division between institutional marriage and sacramental marriage. But God raised the natural union of human marriage to the dignity of a sacrament. And that means that marriage is empowered by God to be more than just a sign of human nature and human love. It now speaks to us about the divine life and the unconditional, selfless love of God. And it causes us to share in his divine life and nature. What has changed? A marriage is a union between a man and a woman according to human nature. That's still the same. But now, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Christian community of Ephesus, this union reflects the union or covenant between Christ and his people, the church. A union which reflects and signifies the everlasting bond of love between God and humanity. A love which is eternal, self-sacrificing, unconditional selflessness. This union is so powerful and so unshakable that it can never be broken in this life and will change only when the eternal bond of love between each individual soul and God, between the universal church and its creator and divine lover, will begin in heaven. And so, the sacrament of marriage is a lifelong commitment of the couple to each other, a bond of love which will only be surpassed by the eternal bond of love between each soul and God in heaven. And because the union between God and his people is not a sterile and selfish bond, but rather a self-giving, life-giving, selfless, unconditional covenant or commitment, the sacrament of marriage reflects this characteristic in demanding of those who enter into marriage that they dedicate their married life unselfishly to the happiness of each other, and that their unconditional love and happiness should overflow into the begetting or procreation of children with whom they can share their love of each other and their love of God. At this point, honesty demands that we recognize that the reason why the churches stand against artificial birth control, abortion, euthanasia, divorce, adultery, premarital sex or fornication, homosexuality, self-gratifying sex, and pornography is so bitterly opposed by individuals, movements, and governments, is that the church demands that each individual put his or her own selfish desires to one side and obey the natural laws of God. As today's gospel indicates, it is because of this stubborn refusal, this hardness of hearts to follow God's law, that many in the past, in the present, and in the future refuse to follow Christ. My dear friends, God and the church are not blind or deaf or unfeeling towards the misery and suffering caused by the selfishness of people and the temptations of the devil that encourage and promote these evils. God and the church have no control over the free choice of an individual to do good or evil. That free will is a gift of God to each one of us. It's what makes us truly and uniquely human. And we are solely responsible for and will have to answer to God for our own choices sooner or later. The comforting thing is this: that our own selfishness and the selfishness of others will not win out in the end. Whatever suffering we cause ourselves or whatever our brothers and sisters cause us can be overcome by the grace of God. Many people today are living in matrimonial misery because of the selfishness and the sins of one or the other or both. The church says to them, go back to where you lost your love for each other and find it again. Treasure it and guard it against all selfishness. The consolation of God's grace will hold you up and strengthen you in your efforts. Many others today are living happy married lives, and to them the church says, continue in your selfless efforts, love and support each other and God, and teach your children to do the same. God is with you and fills you with his grace to overcome all temptation. Many other young people look forward to their day of marriage. The church says to them, do not be discouraged by the difficulties you will encounter in establishing a loving, unconditional, and selfless relationship. Do not listen to the temptations that surround you. Keep your eyes fixed on the law of God and your heart firm in his love, and he will comfort and bless you in this life and reward you in the next. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the love to which God calls many of his children in the sacrament of marriage is impossible only when we ignore God and seek our own selfish interests in married life. This love is gloriously possible when we cooperate with his grace in the face of all opposition. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Confident of our covenant with God and our unity with our brothers and sisters, we present these prayers before God's throne.
That the Church continue to guide and teach us in faith and be a living witness to the compassionate love of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of nations may protect the rights of all in their care and lead all in the ways of peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That families will be filled with the graces that flow from marriage and parenthood and become true sanctuaries of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the gifts of nature as expressed through the animals who serve our needs and the pets we enjoy may lead us closer to the Creator of all life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Louise Payne Puig, Frank Garza Jr., Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Cynthia Schumann, and Evangeline Hernandez, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray. God of love, draw us always closer to you so that we may imitate your love and compassionate care for those in need. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the sacrifices instituted by your commands, and that through the sacred mysteries, which we celebrate with dutiful service, graciously complete the sanctifying work by which you are pleased to redeem us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith. Your death, O Lord,
therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Edmund and Renee, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. may you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.